ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीर्वुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 81 एंटाइटल्ड द लॉर्ड ब्लेसेस सुदामा ब्राह्मण। टेक्स्ट नंबर 14।
स चालब्ध्वा धनं कृष्णाम् न तु याचितवान् स्वयम् स्वगृहान् व्रीडितो गच्छन् महद्दर्शननिर्वृतः। स चालब्ध्वा धनं कृष्णा न तु याचितवान् स्वयम् स्वगृहान् व्रीडितो गच्छन् महद्दर्शननिर्वृतः। स चालब्ध्वा धनं कृष्णा न तु याचितवान् स्वयम् स्वगृहान् व्रीडितो गच्छन् महद्दर्शननिर्वृतः। न तु याचितवान् स्वयम् स्वगृहान् व्रीडितो गच्छन् महद्दर्शननिर्वृतः। स चालब्ध्वा धनं कृष्णान् न तु याचितवान् स्वयम् स्वगृहान् व्रीडितो गच्छन् स चालब्ध्वा धनं कृष्णान् न तु याचितवान् स्वयम् स्वगृहान् व्रीडितो गच्छन् महद्दर्शननिर्वृतः।
माताजी,
स चालब्ध्वा धनं कृष्णान् न तु याचितवान् स्वयम् स्वगृहान् व्रीडितो गच्छन् महद्दर्शननिर्वृतः।
Word to word translation. Saha, he, cha, and alabdva, not having obtained dhanam, wealth, krishnat, from Lord Krishna, na, not, tu, however, yachitavan, did beg, Swayam, on his own initiative, Sva, to his, Grihan, home, Vriditaha, embarrassed, Agachat, he went, Mahat, of the Supreme Lord, Darshana, by the audience, Nirvritaha, made joyful.
translation. Although he had apparently received no wealth from Lord Krishna, Sudama was too shy to beg for it on his own. He simply returned home, feeling perfectly satisfied to have had the Supreme Lord's audience. Because there is no purport, I'll read the next two verses. Aho brahmanya devasya drishta brahmanyata maya yad daridratamo lakshmim ashlishto bibrato rasi. Sudama thought, Lord Krishna is known to be devoted to the brahmanas, and now I have personally seen this devotion. Indeed, he who carries the goddess of fortune on his chest has embraced the poorest beggar. Kvaham daridra papiyan kva Krishna Shriniketanah Brahma Bandur itismaham bahubhyam parirambitah. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Who am I, a sinful poor friend of a Brahmana? And who is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full in six opulences? Nonetheless, he has embraced me with his two arms. Purport: This translation is from Srila Prabhupada's English rendering of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 7.143. Sudama was so humble that he considered his poverty to be his own fault, a result of sin. Such a mentality is in accord with the saying, Daridrya Dosho Gunarashi Nashi. The discrepancy of being poor ruins heaps of good qualities. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namavo Mishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashati Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So you are reading from this most wonderful chapter of Lord Krishna blessing Sudama Brahmana. So we are at this point in the juncture of the story where Sudama Brahmana at the request of his wife, he came to visit Lord Krishna in Dwaraka. And when he came to Dwaraka, Krishna received Sudama with such great love. Krishna personally washed the feet of Sudama, and he gave asan for Sudama, and he offered padya, argya, madhuparka, and Krishna started massaging the feet of Sudama. And Rukmini Devi personally started fanning Sudama. And then Sudama was nicely fed by Krishna. So Sudama actually at that time, he was actually surprised. He did not expect that he would receive such a reception from Krishna. So he was thinking in his mind that maybe Krishna was expecting some sages, and by mistake, he mistook me for that particular sage. So maybe Krishna has prepared all this reception for some sage who was supposed to come. And maybe I looked like that sage and then he mistook me for that sage. So he was actually surprised by the reception he was receiving from Krishna. So because Krishna is Sarvajna, Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, he could actually understand what was going on in the mind of Sudama. And immediately, in order to remove the doubt from the mind of Sudama, he started recollecting the incidents in which Krishna and Sudama spent together in the ashram of Sandipani Muni. So Krishna narrated the incident how when Sudama, when Sandipani Muni once sent both of them to actually collect firewood, and how they were actually caught up in the forest, and then because of the heavy rains they could not return. So Krishna narrated that incident. So Sudama actually got confirmation that Krishna knows who am I. And then Sudama spent that night in the palace, and the next day this chapter describes what happened in the next day. Then Krishna was actually expecting from Sudama that did you bring some gift for me from your home? But Sudama was too shy to actually give that chipped rice to Krishna, because that was such a very low quality chipped rice. In fact, some acharyas explained that Sudama's wife begged from 4 different houses. They could not even get proper quantity of chipped rice from one house. She begged from a Brahmana's house, from Kshatriya's house, from Vaishya's house, and Shudra's house. In that way, she got 4 palmfuls of chipped rice. But Sudama, when he received such a reception from Krishna, Sudama was thinking that how can I offer like this such low quality chipped rice to Krishna? So Sudama was thinking that even if you repeatedly ask from me, I will never give this chipped rice to you. He was thinking that within his mind. But Krishna forcibly took that chipped rice and then he started eating it. And Rukmini Devi indicated to Krishna that do not eat more. In her mind she was thinking that it will not be good for your health. But she was also at the same time, she was giving an indication that if you eat more, just for the amount you have eaten, that I have to give all the wealth to Sudama in return. And if you eat more, I personally would have to become the maid servant of Sudama. So, and moreover, like in the palace, so many people are left. If you yourself eat more, then what will be left for us? So then Rukmini Devi stopped Krishna. So in this way, there is a nice loving exchange between Krishna, Rukmini and Sudama. So then, the next day, Krishna bids farewell to Sudama. And Sudama, he actually came to Dwaraka in order to beg some wealth from Krishna. At the request of his wife, he was actually not interested in the wealth. But Sudama was too shy to actually ask from Krishna something material. So now Sudama is actually going back. So these verses describe the thoughts of Sudama when he is actually going back. The next 4 or 5 verses. So these verses are actually so profound verses. We will try to discuss some lessons, some insights from this pastime, because many devotees have very nicely described in the last several weeks. So some of these points may be repetitive. So here Sudama is speaking this verse, Kvaham Daridra Papiyan Kva Krishna Sri Niketana Brahma Bandur Itismaham Bahubhyam Parirambitaha. So Sudama is thinking that who am I? I am just a low class Brahma Bandhu. So Sudama, from his point of view, he is not considering himself as a Brahmana. I am just a friend of a Brahmana. I actually do not belong to I cannot call myself a Brahmana. And where is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the master of all the 6 opulences, but he has actually embraced me with his own arms? So Sudama is actually, just thinking about that, he is actually amazed. Like, what a reception I got from Krishna. So we can see here, I was thinking that like initially when a person takes to spirituality, initially many times people have the question that why do bad things happen to good people? So many times people, when they actually, when they go through certain difficult situations in their life, and then they start inquiring about some higher truths in life, what is the purpose of life? I led such a good life, then why did such a thing happen to me? Why did such a reversal happen to me? So then they get such a question, and then maybe if they are fortunate, when they come in contact with the bona fide devotees of the Lord, and then they get answers about, they get the understanding of the law of karma. Like in the, we have this journey of self-discovery course, there we actually address this question that why do bad things happen to good people? And then when a person starts practicing Krishna consciousness, when a person starts practicing bhakti, then when a person actually becomes mature in the practice of bhakti, then he gets a question right from the heart that why did such a good thing happen to a bad person like me? So when a person gets this question from his heart, that means that his practice of bhakti is actually genuine, it is not superficial. So as long as when a person is practicing superficial, he does not get this question. So when a person actually practices bhakti in a genuine manner, then he gets this question that why did such a good thing happen to a bad person like me? So here Sudama is, in one sense, he is getting the same question. That I am actually just a Brahma Bandhu, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead actually has embraced me. This is something astonishing. So he is actually getting this question. And like we see here that Sudama is actually being received by Krishna. Krishna offered a guest reception to Sudama. In one sense, this pastime is actually a pastime about guest reception or hospitality. So the hospitality which Sudama received, that actually completely changed his, that completely melted his heart. So we can see that His Holiness Rajanath Swami Maharaj, because I don't have personal interaction, but I've heard from other devotees how he has actually placed so much of emphasis on hospitality and guest reception, because this can actually completely melt the person's heart. Especially devotees in GEV, they have narrated so many instances of Maharaj's instructions. So here, Sudama is being received by Krishna, and Sudama is finally getting this question, how can such a good thing happen to a bad person like me? And there is another instance where somebody, as a host, he is getting this question. Like in the fourth canto, in the life of Prithu Maharaj, when he actually, in his assembly, when the four Kumaras arrive there, he speaks a very beautiful verse. He says that, Aho acharitam kimme mangalam mangalayana yasyavo darshanam hyasit durdarshanam cha yogibihi. He says that, Aho acharitam, mangalayana, that means, he's calling the four Kumaras as, you are auspiciousness personified. My dear great sages, auspiciousness personified, actually it is very difficult for even the mystic yogis to see you. Durdarshanam cha yogibihi. If the mystic yogis, if the great powerful yogis, even they can actually hardly have an audience of you. But how is it that I have got your audience? How is it that I have got an opportunity to offer a reception to you? It is completely surprising to me. What pious activity did I perform that I got a fortune of receiving you, the great sages, four Kumaras? So Prabhupada writes in the purport that when something uncommon happens in a person's life, when something like uncommon happens in a person's progressive spiritual life, something extraordinary, then one must understand that it must be because of a person's ajnata sukriti. You must have performed some unknown pious activity. Because of that, maybe this uncommon experiences, uncommon fortune is happening in our life. But in the life of Prithu Maharaj, actually Prithu Maharaj's whole life is filled with pious activities. His whole life was filled with devotional service. In fact, Lord Vind, it was so filled with devotional service that he personally got the audience of Lord Vishnu. And not only that, Lord Vishnu had predicted that you will, in the very near future, you will get the audience of perfected sages. But from his point of view, he was thinking that actually my whole life is filled with sinful activities. Because as a Kshatriya, I was thinking that as a Kshatriya, sometimes one has to like go to a forest and like he may have to like kill the animals as a practice for killing the enemies. Remembering those things, he was thinking that my whole life is actually filled with sinful activities. That how is it that I have got an opportunity to receive the four sages, the four Kumaras? Maybe I must have performed some Ajnata Sukriti. Unknowingly, I must have performed some pious devotional service. So here again, Prithu Maharaj, actually Prabhupada writes that his whole life is filled with devotional service. But he's getting a question that why is it such a good thing is happening to a sinful person, bad person like me? And this is the, when a person gets this question, then that means that his practice of devotional service is actually is genuine, it is right from the heart, it is not superficial. And we see here that this particular verse which Sudama is actually speaking, that this particular verse also comes to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Murari Gupta that you have satisfied Krishna. When Murari Gupta heard this verse from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Murari Gupta spoke this verse. Kwaham daridra papiyan, kwa Krishna Sri Niketana. So he said that, Murari Gupta is saying that actually I am just a Brahma Bandhu. So Prabhupada writes there that actually in that purport he says that Sudama, in one sense, Krishna embraced Sudama Vipra, although he was not a regular Brahmana, but a Brahma Bandhu, or a friend of a Brahman family. But in the case of Murari Gupta, he was a Vaidya. So according to the social structure prevalent at that time, so Vaidya comes under the category of Shudra at that time. So Murari Gupta was thinking that I cannot even be called as a Brahma Bandhu, I am actually a Shudra. But you are actually having such loving reciprocation, you are embracing me. And he is actually feeling such gratitude towards Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada says that the devotees, the members of the Krishna consciousness movement cannot even be called as, they cannot even be called as Brahma Bandhu. We come from such different backgrounds. So therefore, the only hope for the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement is to follow the instructions of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in order to please the Lord. And what is that instruction? Yare dako tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Amara agyaye hoy guru tare desh. That whomever you meet, you speak about the message of Krishna. So in this way, this verse is spoken by Murari Gupta, and this verse is also spoken by Vasudev Leper. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Vasudev Leper, and his leprosy went away. And Vasudev Leper, in great gratitude, he also spoke the same verse. In the same mood of Sudama Vipra, he spoke to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and expressed his gratitude. And we see here, so this particular, we can see that Sudama, he was touched by Krishna's loving dealings. And when he was touched by loving dealings, he is speaking this verse. And ultimately, the aspiration which Sudama expresses, which will come little later in this chapter, Sudama says that, may I have intense friendship with you, and may I have intense love towards you, and may I have intimate camaraderie towards you, and in that mood, may I serve you, in the association of your loving devotees. So, the same way, like when here Sudama, he is expressing this desire on being received by Krishna. when we are chanting the holy names, we are having the opportunity to receive Krishna. Chanting the holy names is nothing but offering a guest reception to Krishna. And when a person chants the holy name in the right attitude, then what should be the result? So Prabhupada writes in a purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Mahaprabhu was going from when he attempted to go to Vrindavan from Jagannath Puri, he was going to went to Bengal, and from Bengal he wanted to go to Vrindavan. So when he was trying to go to Bengal from Jagannath Puri, he was crossing a particular Orissa state. So there a Muslim king, Muslim governor, he came to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was completely astonished with the influence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he said that actually I am such a low class Muslim, because of that I don't have the fortune of associating with you, because I am born in a low family. I cannot become one of your associate. And then he said that, please tell me like how I can be relieved of my sinful background. Then that time Mahaprabhu said that, please chant the holy names of Krishna. Then that Muslim governor, after chanting the holy names, he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, please give me some service which I can offer to you. So that Prabhupada writes in the purport that this is the test of chanting the holy names. It says, when a person chants the holy names, then the test is that a person becomes eager to render service to the Lord. Then he says that when a person engages enthusiastically in the Lord's service, it is to be understood that he is reaping the results of chanting the holy names. And in another purport he explains that when a person is chanting the holy names with great attachment, he can understand his position as an eternal servant of Krishna and as a servant of the spiritual master and all the Vaishnavas. So in one sense, chanting the holy names is nothing but offering a guest reception to Krishna. So when a person offers a guest reception to Krishna, a person gets this aspiration that he wants to be the servant of Krishna, the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. And that was the same realization which Sudama got on being received by Krishna. That may develop a intense affection towards Krishna, may have an intense desire to serve you, may develop an intense desire to serve all the Vaishnavas. So the result is same whether a person is being received by Krishna or receiving Krishna by chanting the holy names. And we can see in this pastime that this pastime is also about, we can see the Krishna's respect towards the Brahmanas. So we can see Krishna's respect towards the Brahmanas, this comes in many places in the Srimad Bhagavatam. One particular place is actually where Krishna instructs about the respect towards the Brahmanas in the story of King Drga. In the story of King Drga, at the end of that story, in the 10th canto, 64th chapter, Krishna speaks certain instructions to the Yadukumaras about respect towards the Brahmanas. So in one particular verse, he says that, Vipram Kritagasam Api Naiva Druhyata Mamaka. So Mamaka means, he's saying that, all of my followers, my dear followers, Vipram Kritagasam Api. That means, even if a Brahmana has sinned, if has committed some sinful activities, and even if a Brahmana has dealt with you harshly, Gnantam Bahushapantam Va Namaskuruta Nityashaha. Even if he attacks you physically or repeatedly curses you, but if the Brahmana is never treat a learned Brahmana harshly and continue to offer obeisances to the Brahmana. So here Krishna is giving this instruction to his followers. Actually Vishnu Chakravarti writes in the purport that Krishna is telling that I am instructing this anyone who is my devotee and not just you. Otherwise, I would have to give up thinking of them as my followers. If a person claims to be my follower, but if a person does not exhibit this behavior towards the brahmanas, then from my point of view, I do not call them as my followers. And Krishna did not only speak this, but Krishna demonstrated this in the episode towards how he dealt with Bhrigu Muni, which will come later in the, 88th or 89th chapter. That when Bhrigu Muni came and actually kicked Lord Vishnu, Bhrigu Muni only mentally offended Brahma, but he actually spoke harshly towards Lord Shiva, but he physically kicked at Lord Vishnu. So the physical offense is considered greater than the mental offense and the verbal offense. But what was the reaction of Lord Vishnu? So Lord Vishnu actually, he did not at all become angry with Bhrigu Muni. In fact, Lord Vishnu told Bhrigu Muni that actually you kicked at my chest, my chest is hard like a thunderbolt, because of kicking at my chest, which is hard like a thunderbolt, your feet must have got hurt. So let me try to massage your feet and let me try to relieve the pain from your feet. And then he begged forgiveness from Bhrigu Muni that for not being able to receive him when he actually entered the Vaikuntha Loka. So Prabhupada writes in the purport in the Krishna book that the greatness of a person has to be estimated by his ability to tolerate provoking situations. So Krishna not only spoke those words to give this instructions to Yadukumaras about respecting the Brahmana, even if that Brahmana disrespects him, but he demonstrated that in the episode towards Bhrigu Muni. And also in this episode, Krishna is demonstrating how he received Sudama Vipra. So Sudama, that's why he is saying in this verse that previously I had heard that Krishna is devoted to the Brahmanas. But today I have personally experienced how he actually received me. What I had heard is actually I got a first hand experience of that. So we can see that when what we have heard, when we experience that first hand, then the faith becomes much deeper. So there's hearing plus experience. Vedic evidence plus experiential evidence. Shabda Praman plus Pratyaksha Praman. And this, when both actually become true, when both actually agree with each other, then the faith goes much deeper. And we can see so many instances, for example, in the second canto, when Shukadeva Goswami is telling to Parishit Maharaj, Prayena Munayo Rajan Nivritta Vidishedata Nairgunyasta Ramantesma Gunanu Katane Hare. So Shukadeva Goswami, in this verse, Parishit Maharaj asked the question that what is the duty of a person about to die? What is the duty of a person who has retired? So Shukadeva Goswami, first he is quoting the other sages in order to show that one has to actually hear and chant the glories of the Lord. So he is saying that Prayena Munayo Rajan, generally the great sages Nivritta Vidishedata, who are beyond all the rules and regulations, who are completely situated in Brahman realization, who are situated beyond the gunas, Nairgunyasta Ramantesma, even they take pleasure in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. So he is quoting the other sages, he is quoting the Vedic evidence, and then he is giving his own experience. He says that Parinishtopi Nairgunya Uttama Shloka Leelaya Grihita Cheta Rajarshe Akhyanam Yad Aditavan. He says that actually I am the proof that the pastimes of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, is sweeter than the Brahman realization. So he is making emphatically, he is saying that I am the proof, that I am the proof that the pastimes of the Lord are sweeter than the realization of Brahman. Because Shukadev Goswami is known as a person who has got such deep absorption in Brahman realization. So in another verse in the 12th canto, Suta Goswami, when he is offering obeisances to Shukadev Goswami, he says that Shukadev Goswami, his absorption in Brahman realization was so deep that even when he was there in the womb, then he didn't want to come out of the womb. He didn't want to come out of the womb because he felt that he was fearing the influence of Maya. And not just because he was fearing the influence of Maya, and also because he was so deeply absorbed in Brahman realization even within the womb, that he felt that why should I go out of the womb where there will be more distraction when I am experiencing such absorption even within the womb. So you can just try to understand, womb is a place where there is a intense suffering, where there is no free movement at all. When you go in the Bombay local train, you multiply that the intensity of that crowd, maybe millions of times, that is like the situation in the womb. Kapil Dev describes the description of the child in the womb very in great detail in the third canto. But Shukadev Goswami had such deep absorption in Brahman realization even within the womb that he didn't want to come out of the womb. But when Krishna assured him that don't worry, you will not be affected by Maya, you can come out of the womb, then on the assurance of Krishna, then Shukadev Goswami came out of the womb, and then immediately he actually went towards the, he went to the forest. But when he heard the verses chanted by the disciples of Vyasdev from the Srimad Bhagavatam, then even that person who had such deep absorption in Brahman realization, he became attracted to the glories of Krishna. So therefore he is saying that, I am the proof that the pastimes of Krishna are sweeter than the Brahman realization. So it is not just a statement made out of egoism. It is actually a statement in order to emphatically say about the attractiveness of Krishna's pastimes and qualities. He is actually willing to make himself appear as if he is egoistic. So here Shukadev Goswami, so we can see that, anyway, coming to the point that Shukadev Goswami is giving the evidence of his own experience and the experience of, and also quoting the other sages. And similarly in the Bhagavad Gita also, Arjuna gives his own experience. Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. He gives his own realization of who Krishna is. You are the supreme Brahman, you are the supreme abode, you are the purest. And then he also quotes the verdict of the other sages. Ahusva Rishaya Sarve Devarishir Narada Stata Asito Devalo Vyasa Swayam Chaiva Brevishime. So we can see the like combination of Pratyaksha and Shabda. Once Srila Prabhupada asked some devotees that why do we worship Krishna? Why do we accept Krishna as God? The devotee said that because scriptures say that Krishna is full with all the six opulences. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Like that devotee started quoting the scriptures. The Prabhupada said, no, that is not the reason. The devotees got bewildered. And Prabhupada said, the reason is that because when we chant Hare Krishna, we experience pleasure. We experience ecstasy. So therefore, we worship Krishna. Then Prabhupada went to another temple. Then he asked some devotees that, why do we worship Krishna as the Supreme Lord? So then, one of the devotees was there in the previous conversation. So he immediately answered. He said that, because when we chant Hare Krishna, we experience ecstasy. So Prabhupada said, no, that is not the reason. Because Bhagavad Gita says that Krishna is the supreme personality of God. So the devotee got a little bewildered. But the point is that Prabhupada is emphasizing about the experience and the Vedic evidence. So when there is a combination of this pratyaksha and shabda, then the faith goes deeper. So basically, what is pratyaksha and shabda? If we see, the pratyaksha praman of the liberated souls is the shabda praman for the conditioned souls. The shabda, pratyaksha praman of the liberated souls is that they, like in the case of Sudama, he has actually experienced that how Krishna's qualities. His experience is actually shabda praman for us. And that becomes the, that gives the faith for us to start the devotional service. And when we start the devotional service, then that shabda praman, when we practice, then it becomes the pratyaksha praman in due course of time. So, and that when it becomes pratyaksha, then when it comes confirms the shabda, then our faith goes much deeper. So therefore, Sudama is actually speaking this verse, and then talking about another point, that Sudama, he was actually very much attached to his quality of being very poor. So in the various places, like for in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that indriyas indriyasyarte ragadvesho vyavastito tayorna vashamagache tauhyasya paripantino. So Krishna says that one should overcome attachment and aversion. Both attachment and aversion are stumbling blocks in the path of devotion. Another place in the 14th chapter, when Arjuna asks about the symptoms of a person who has transcended the three modes, and Krishna describes the internal symptoms of the person who has transcended the three modes, Krishna says that prakasham cha pravrittim cha mohameva cha pandava nadveshti sampravrittani na nivrittani kankshati. He says that the internal symptoms of a person who has transcended the modes is that he does not hanker after the three modes when they are not present, and he does not become averse to the symptoms of the three modes when they are present. So the point is that Krishna is not mentioning that the symptom of a person who is transcended the modes is that he does not have these three modes. Basically, he is talking about one who is neither attached nor averse. One is neither hankering after the three modes nor averse to the three modes. Again, in the Uddhava Gita, when Krishna talks about the qualifications of karma, jnana and bhakti, he said the qualifications of karma is that a person is very much attached to material enjoyment or fruitive activities. And the qualification for jnana is that a person is extremely detached, extremely averse to material activities. But what is the qualification for bhakti? He says that yadrichaya mat katadav jata shraddhastu ya puman na nirvinno nati sakto bhakti yogosya siddhida. He says the qualification for bhakti is that yadrichaya mat katadav, the primary qualification is that a person should have some or other faith in hearing and chanting about Krishna. And the other two qualification is that one should neither be extremely attached nor be extremely detached. And that is the qualification for bhakti. Like for example, just elaborating on this point as an example from the life of Narada Muni, how he exhibited this quality. The first canto he says that Namani anantasya hatatrapa patan guhyani badrani kritani cha smaran gam paryatams tushta mana gatas praha kalam pratikshan vimado vimatsara. So Narada Muni is saying that in this way I started traveling all over the world chanting the glories of the Lord, completely ignoring all the formalities of the world. Hatatrapa patan. And In this way, I started chanting the glories of the Lord, traveling the world. And kalam pratikshan means just waiting for that time to leave from this world. So what is this word kalam pratikshan? It indicates that Narada Muni was neither attached to living in this world nor attached to leaving this world. And he was just absorbed in hearing and chanting and just waiting for the right opportunity. So the karmis are those people who are attached to living in this world. Jnanis are those people who are attached to leaving this world. But a devotee is attached to serving Krishna. Wherever there is an opportunity. Kalam pratikshan. And in fact, this particular quality of, again, this quality is exhibited by Krishna himself in relation to the material world. Another verse from the Rudra Gita, Krishna, where Lord Shiva says that, Yo maya yedam pururupa yasrijat, bibarti bhuya kshapayat avikriya. So Lord Shiva is saying that you have created this cosmic manifestation, and although you maintain it as if it is permanent, but ultimately you only annihilate it. So just try to understand this point. Like when a person maintains as something which is as if it is going to be permanent, a person becomes attached to it. So when a person becomes attached, then he cannot actually destroy that. He cannot actually give up that. When a person is extremely attached to something, then he cannot actually destroy something or he cannot actually come out of that. And when a person is extremely detached from something, then he cannot put his heart into maintaining that. So usually the attachment of the maintainer towards the maintained is higher than the maintained towards the maintainer. So when especially it is explained that Lord is actually maintaining this material world as if it is permanent, but he is only annihilating it. So this shows that he is neither attached to the material world nor averse to the material world. And this is one of the qualifications for bhakti. And we see that the examples of two devotees who are actually devotees when we talk about these quality of neither being attached nor being averse, who did not have this particular qualification, like one devotee who are extremely attached to material wealth but who was a devotee, is Bali Maharaj. How Krishna dealt with him, we'll see that. And one devotee who was a devotee but who was extremely averse to poverty, who was extremely averse to material wealth, that is Sudama Brahman. How Krishna dealt with him. So in the case of Bali Maharaj, he was a devotee of the Lord, but he was very much attached to material wealth. He was attached to the opulences. And Krishna dealt with him, Vamanadev dealt with him by taking away all the material wealth and by punishing him. In fact, when we see Sudama Vipra and Bali Maharaj's pastime, Sudama just offered some chipped rice. So Krishna, that famous verse, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam, comes in the beginning of this chapter. To show that how Sudama just offered the chipped rice, and Krishna, being attracted by the devotion of Sudama, he gave so much of wealth in return. But in the case of Bali Maharaj, he offered all the patram, all the water, all the pushpam from the entire universe to Vamanadev. But what was the response of Vamanadev? Vamanadev, he actually punished Bali Maharaj. It was completely disproportionate to the offering which Bali Maharaj made. He punished in front of everyone. In the case of Sudama, he rewarded in the absence, in disguise. And Sudama, actually, when he went to the home, he realized that he got so much of wealth. Krishna did not personally give any wealth to Sudama when Sudama was present in Dwaraka. In the night time, actually, Krishna made all the arrangement for wealth. But in the case of Bali Maharaj, he punished Bali Maharaj in front of everyone. But what was the response of Bali Maharaj when he was punished by Vamanadev in front of everyone? So we see this most beautiful verse from the 8th canto. Pumsam shlagyata mam manye dandam arhatta marpitam yamna mata pita brata sukhrudas chadishantihi. So Bali Maharaj's actual character is actually coming out in this chapter, in this verse. So Bali Maharaj is in one sense calling Vamanadev as the supreme personality of punishment. So he says that in this world, the mother, father, different masters, they may give so many benedictions, but that none of the material benedictions offered by any of these different people in this material world cannot be compared to the punishment given by you. The punishment given by you is actually superior to the, any of the benedictions offered by the well-wishers of this world. So there, we can see that Bali Maharaj's character is that usually, like when a conditioned soul is actually punished, the tendency of a conditioned soul is that he tries to take shelter of his good behavior and seek justice. So when a conditioned soul takes shelter of his good behavior and seeks justice, then he loses the shelter of Krishna. But in the case of Bali Maharaj, he had offered everything. He offered all the three worlds, and in the third step, he offered himself. Usually when a person gives some donation, one may maintain the conception that I am the donor. In the first two steps, he offered everything, and the third step, he gave the conception he is the donor. That means like he offered his false ego also. And after that, he got the treatment of being punished in front of everyone. But Bali Maharaj, he did not take shelter of his good behavior, but on the other hand, he actually, he expresses his gratitude towards Vamanadev that your punishment is actually greater than the benedictions offered by any of the well-wishers of this world. And in the case of Sudama, Sudama was actually, how Krishna reciprocated with Sudama, Krishna actually reciprocated with Sudama in such a loving manner. He dealt with him in such a loving manner, and he rewarded him, Sudama, in that way he removed in the attachment of Sudama towards his poverty. And what was Sudama's response? So usually when a conditioned soul is rewarded, then many times a conditioned soul thinks that because of certain my good behavior, that maybe I got this benefit. I was actually rewarded like that. But in the case of Sudama, again, he does not take shelter of his good behavior, but Sudama is thinking that, Kwaham Daridra Papiyan, Kwa Krishna Sri Niketana. That he is thinking that actually, I am just a Brahma Bandhu, I don't have any qualification, but Krishna dealt with me in such a loving manner. So we can see the similarity between the attitude of Bali Maharaj and Sudama. And in the case of Bali Maharaj, Vamanadev bound Bali Maharaj with the Varuna Pash. But Chakravarti Pad writes that, but Bali Maharaj bound Vamanadev with the ropes of Prema. And the Varuna Pash, because it is material, it did not last long. After some time, he was released from the Varuna Pash. But because when Bali Maharaj bound Vamanadev with the ropes of Prema, and Vamanadev, because of the ropes of Prema, for the rest of eternity, he remained as a doorkeeper in the Sutal Loka, rendering service to Bali Maharaj. So here we see the, in this way, there's a similarity between Bali Maharaj and Sudama. And ultimately, the ultimate conclusion of Bali Maharaj and Sudama, both are same. Bali Maharaj, in the conclusion of the pastime, he says that, Aho pranamaya krita samudyama prapanna bhaktartha vidau samahita yalloka palais tvad anugraho amarai alabda purvo apasade surairpita. He says that, when the Vamanadev entered the assembly, sacrificial arena, I offered obeisances to Vamanadeva only within my mind. Because I was surrounded by so many demons, I could not physically offer obeisances. I only offered obeisances within my mind. But just for the mental service which I rendered, I got such a reward which was not obtained even by those people, even by the demigods who perform regulated sadhana bhakti to the Supreme Lord. So this is the, this is the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So Prabhupada says that this is the nature of the Supreme Lord, who is Bhavagrahi Janardana. He accepts the attitude of the devotee and then he rewards accordingly. So Bali Maharaj was thinking that I just merely rendered service to Vamanadeva only within my mind, but I got such a benefit in so much in return that Lord has become my doorkeeper. He has given my personal association in the Sutal Loka. And Sudama's conclusion also is same. Sudama's conclusion is that, yes, it will come a few verses later. Sudama says that, actually, I just offered a little bit of chipped rice, but Krishna magnified even a small service rendered to him by his well-wishing devotee. And on the other hand, the benedictions which he gave to me, that he considered himself to be very insignificant. The Lord considers even his greatest benediction to be insignificant, while he magnifies even a small service rendered to him by his well-wishing devotee, that he magnifies that. So we can see that Bali Maharaj and Sudama had the same conclusion. And so in this way, we can see to conclude that, what transformed Sudama is that the simple dealings of Krishna's guest reception, but filled with love. That actually transformed Sudama. So that means the simple activities performed with love, it can actually transform. In one sense, Sudama was called as Brahma Vittama. He was highly learned in the scriptures. So suppose somebody is highly learned in the scriptures, in order to impress him, maybe you have to quote some unheard words or unheard concept, you may think like that. But the simple loving dealings of Krishna, that completely touched Sudama. So you are having a meeting that, somebody was thinking that in order to maybe increase preaching, why not do some Harinam Sankirtan in the streets? So somebody was saying that nowadays people don't appreciate so much about Harinam Sankirtan, like that one devotee was saying. But actually, Harinam Sankirtan, it is such a simple activity. Just going in the streets or just dancing in the kirtan, but the simple activity of performing sankirtan for the Lord, it can actually touch the heart of even the greatest wealthy people or even the greatest learned people. So Pratapada Maharaj was ultimately touched by the Harinam Sankirtan performed by the devotees. So in this way we see that Sudama was transformed by the loving dealings of Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given this process of Harinam Sankirtan, of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I think I'll end here. If anybody has any comments, I just took many of the points from Gaurang Prabhu's class. I just took inspiration from him. So, we'll stop here. Gantanath Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jaya.